Geopolitics Today. The geopolitical battle for critical raw materials, navigating complex alliances and environmental challenges. The global race for critical raw materials is shaping the 21st century geopolitical landscape. As the world transitions to renewable energy and embraces digitization, the demand for materials like lithium, cobalt, nickel, and rare earths has surged. Europe, the United States, and China are key players vying for influence and access to these vital resources, while Latin America and Africa emerge as crucial battlegrounds. This article provides a detailed analysis of the complex interplay between political, economic, environmental, and strategic factors that are shaping the global competition for these critical raw materials. Europe, awakening to the raw materials imperative. Europe has belatedly recognized the strategic importance of securing access to critical raw materials. The European Commission's ambitious plan to increase domestic production, processing, and recycling aims to reduce the continent's dependence on external suppliers like China. By 2030, the EU seeks to source 10% of its annual demand for critical raw materials from within the bloc and establish new mines and refineries to process these materials. Despite these aspirations, Europe faces numerous challenges. The continent has smaller reserves of valuable raw materials compared to China or Latin America and lacks large-scale refineries and recycling facilities. Additionally, public concerns about the environmental impact of mining and processing activities present a dilemma for policymakers seeking to balance economic growth with environmental protection. The EU's strategy to expedite the approval process for new mines and refineries by shortening environmental impact studies could be a game-changer. However, this approach will require careful management of public opinion and a commitment to responsible and sustainable mining practices. Transatlantic Partnership, United States and European Union. The EU and the US have formed a Transatlantic Raw Materials Partnership to counter China's dominance in the global market. This partnership aims to establish joint supply chains for minerals, metals, and rare earths, leveraging the combined resources and influence of both sides. Under the Biden administration, the U.S. has launched a multi-billion-dollar program to research, mine, and process critical raw materials. The development of recycling technologies is also being promoted. However, the U.S.'s aggressive push towards domestic production has raised concerns among environmentalists who fear overexploitation of natural resources. China, leveraging dominance in supply chains. China's control over the global supply and processing of critical raw materials presents significant risks for dependent countries. Europe, for instance, relies on China for approximately 98% of its rare earths demand. Beijing has demonstrated its willingness to exploit its dominant market position to exert political pressure, such as imposing export bans and raising tariffs. To mitigate these risks, countries must diversify their sources of critical raw materials and invest in developing domestic capacities to ensure the security of their economies and defense sectors. Africa, a resource-rich battleground. Africa is a key player in the global critical raw materials market, with countries like the Democratic Republic of Congo possessing significant reserves of cobalt. African countries present opportunities for players seeking to diversify their supply chains and reduce their dependence on China. However, political dynamics in the region, including negotiations with China and the pursuit of domestic agendas, will be critical in shaping the global market for these materials. Latin America, the lithium triangle and the geopolitical struggle. Latin America's lithium-rich countries, Argentina, Chile, and Bolivia, hold the world's largest lithium reserves, making the region strategically important in the global competition for critical raw materials. China has secured its position in the region through investments in exploration, infrastructure development, and political partnerships. In contrast, the US and Europe have fallen behind, struggling to match China's influence and investment. As Europe and the US work to secure their share of these essential materials, they must contend with China's well-established presence in Latin America. To build trust and strengthen ties with regional governments, Western countries will need to adopt a collaborative approach that addresses local concerns and supports sustainable development. Green hydrogen partnerships, a path to diversification. One potential avenue for deepening engagement with Latin America is through green hydrogen partnerships. The region's vast renewable energy potential makes it an ideal partner for countries seeking to develop their hydrogen economies. By pursuing collaborations in this emerging field, Europe and the US can simultaneously diversify their raw material supply chains and contribute to the global energy transition. Environmental challenges and the need for sustainable practices. The extraction and processing of critical raw materials have significant environmental implications. As countries compete for these resources, they must strike a delicate balance between economic growth and environmental protection. Implementing responsible mining practices, investing in recycling technologies, and adopting stringent environmental standards will be crucial in ensuring a sustainable future for both resource-rich regions and the global community. Alliances and cooperation, the way forward. The global competition for critical raw materials has the potential to reshape international alliances and heighten geopolitical tensions. To navigate this complex landscape, countries must prioritize collaboration. Diverse geopolitics today also means a lot of work and research. If you think more people should know about it, please share the newsletter with your network. Diversification and sustainability. Multilateral initiatives like the EU-US Transatlantic Raw Materials Partnership and the exploration of green hydrogen partnerships can provide a framework for cooperation and shared progress. Furthermore, fostering trust and engaging in dialogue with resource-rich countries, such as those in Africa and Latin America, will be essential in securing access to these vital materials. By adopting a collaborative approach, countries can work together to address the challenges posed by the growing demand for critical raw materials and ensure a secure and sustainable future for all. In conclusion, the geopolitical struggle for critical raw materials presents a complex and multifaceted challenge for countries around the world. As Europe, the United States, and China vie for influence and access to these vital resources, they must navigate a delicate balance between economic growth, environmental protection, and the maintenance of stable international relations. To succeed, a collaborative approach that focuses on diversifying sources, investing in domestic capacities, and fostering partnerships with resource-rich regions will be critical in ensuring a sustainable and secure future for all.